Welcome back to the Love Me Right Summit. Now, our next speaker is a London native, and she is a relationship and boundaries coach. And she's also qualified in various other energy healing modalities. Now, she helps women demystify the dating scene to help them attract the partners that they deserve without compromising on quality or wasting any of their precious time. With her unique combination of psychology, neuroscience, and energy healing, she mentors highly successful and spiritually inclined entrepreneurs or women who work in corporate environments through their journey to attract their equal in love and ultimately live the feminine dream. Introducing Rachel Rose. I am so excited for you guys to hear from her. She's so fun and she has so much wisdom. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. And it's so good to collab with you again. I'm here for a second dose of love. So super excited.
Yes. So go ahead and let them know a little bit about you and, you know, how did you start on your journey of becoming a relationship and boundaries coach?
Yeah. Okay. So as just been said, I'm a relationship and boundaries coach. I am from London, England. This awful accent. I think I say this in every podcast, but I hate my accent. I know you guys like it. And what I do is I help women who are female entrepreneurs and corporate, or living in the corporate world, I should say, who are really doing so well professionally, like smashing it out of the park. We're talking like C-suite, we're talking directors, we're talking CEOs, we're talking women who are owners of multi-figure businesses, 4, 5, 6, 7 up. But yet when it comes to love, you know, it's a big, deep desire that they just haven't yet been able to tap into how that can work a lot more seamlessly for them. You know, there's a lot of women out there that can, you know, they're getting the attraction part, right? But in terms of actually meeting someone and having something long-term, this is where the trickiness is, and this is where I come in. So that's what I do in a nutshell.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I know there's so many women that need that, because even I'm married and I struggled. When I got off of work, I had nothing left to give. So I could only imagine trying to schedule dates. So we need to hear from you, girl.
Imagine. Yeah, and I know you're like, oh, so why, how did you even start? Like, I was this exact person that I now serve, just like no space in life to really have love as a priority. And that's really what it means when you're too busy for love. It just means that you don't see the value, like, for whatever reason you've told yourself this is not going to be a benefit for me, and that's why you're too busy, inverted commas. And then I realized, you know, I'm just, if I stay like this and I stay too busy, it's just not going to happen for me. You know, there's so many women that are single right now that tick all the boxes and are, you know, on paper, very high value women. Like, why are they single? You know, why haven't they found someone? Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot more to it than just being qualified. It's like someone, you know, getting a PhD and saying, nobody wants me. It's like, have you applied for the job? No, I just think people are just going to find me. It's like, is that how life works? You've got to just go out and, you know, make finding a job a priority, otherwise it's not going to happen, you know?
Right. So. And then I feel like, you know, for those women, because they're not prioritizing it, it's almost like there's a deep-seated fear of like disappointment. Like, they already know it's not going to work out, maybe from the past. So they're just like, I don't have time to waste if it's not going to work out. So I don't even want to put it right.
Yes. It's just catch 22. And, you know, one of the key things that I always, you know, talk about with clients is just the strategy. Like, the reason why there's this fear of, oh, I don't want to go out and waste my time, is because you don't have a plan. You know, you might be a little further ahead than the women that are sitting in their offices, like, as I speak, like, maybe not you, because you're in a different side of the world, but it's like 7:40 p.m. on a Friday. There are women sitting in their offices in the middle of Canary Wharf, which is like the big business district in London, and they're just getting started on a big piece of project work instead of going out, meeting someone, or at least having some sort of social life, right? And so, yeah, it can happen. It can creep up on you, and before you know it, it's like, wow, a lot of time has gone.
Yeah. What would you say, like, you know, I know I said that it might be some kind of like feelings of disappointment, but what else would you say is the reason why else they don't prioritize it?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, disappointment and being anxious, it all stems from fear. I feel like, you know, when we really break all our emotions down, we're either acting out of love or we're acting out of fear. And I feel, you know, a lot of these women that are just smashing it, they're using a lot of their energy, if not all their energy, into one thing, because that's something that they would have developed through their childhood. You know, it was a survival mechanism that has worked for them. So why not in adulthood? You know, why not when I can actually make money for my hyper focus on that? But I just feel that this comes from as well, like this hyper independence. I think particularly for Black women as well, is something we need to be really careful about. Always being the strong Black woman, like, okay, we can sometimes we don't have to be, we don't have to prescribe to that at all. So I think it comes from that, this hyper independence, this let me protect myself, and also from a lack of healing from past relationships, like proper healing. Some relationships can scar us for life if we allow them to. But everything is healable. Even the worst kind of situations. I've heard a lot of stories. I've lived a lot of stories as well. And the reason why people get so scared is because somewhere down the line they've told themselves that this is unhealable, and so on some level I'm undesirable. So why would I even bother? You know, I don't want someone to really see me. So that definitely plays into it.
Right. And then there's like that, you know, when it's that survival mechanism, we definitely have to be out of balance when we have, when talking about our feminine and masculine, and we're really hyper in our masculine to do all these things. And so, in order to be dating and be courted, you're definitely, you know, got to be in your feminine. And sometimes it's difficult to know when to turn it on and off, right? My husband always said, like, you can, it's fine at work. Turn that shit off at home. Like, you know, it's just, and it's not, everyone has feminine and masculine. It's not that it's a bad thing. It's just the out of balance, right?
I agree. And I think, if you've got your own business, particularly, like, you've got to be so much in that energy if you're wanting to make any money. Otherwise, you've just got an expensive hobby.
Yes.
If you're just sitting there, like, it's all gonna just, the clients will just come. It's like, yeah, okay. It's not. Yeah, it's like, what's that saying? Like, if they build it, they will come, or
Yeah.
something. And it's like, not with a successful business. Like, maybe you might get a couple of people, they buy your low ticket stuff, but not for a thriving, repeatable, consistent income business. And this is it's exactly the same with dating. Like, when I mentioned the word, like, planning, strategy, practical stuff, like, a lot of people, they just look at me weird, like, oh, but really? It's like, yeah, that love is no different from any other objective that you
Right.
have. But with that comes exactly what you were saying. Like, okay, when do you turn that part off though? Where do you turn the action part off and, sit in your feminine? I think it takes practice, which is why, if you're too busy for love, you don't get to practice, you don't get to hone your craft.
Right.
How do you know what works and doesn't work? And it's going to be tailored to you. It's going to be tailored to the kind of person that you're looking for, but you won't know until you actually get out there. You fall down a little bit and you get up,
Right. And it's funny because, like, I'm not a necessarily a dating coach, but I do help with attracting love. And one
Nice.
of the things I help women do in the beginning is to, if you're really busy, look at your calendar and schedule the time that you would want to spend with your man right now, even before you have him.
I
And
love
then
that.
on those times, right, you do the things you want to do with him, but alone. So you get dressed up, go to the movies, and then wear the energy like if he's with you, because that is so attractive to people when you're smiling, you're in your feminine, you're sensual. And just like, even if you're by yourself and you're just enjoying yourself smiling, oh my gosh, it's so attractive. So that's what I would say. What would you tell them to do to kind of get that energy flowing?
It's a good question. I think I would say, because I love that. I love that so much. Because I think, like, and I think you've said it perfectly, because dating, like, in all these magazines, they're like, oh, date yourself. And it's very bland. But I think you put it in such a good way. And, like, it's in a vibration. You're not going there to prove a point. It's to be in that moment. Like, you're manifesting that and you're magnetizing it in. On the ma on another magnetizing level, but at home, I would say, I think when it comes to really getting to feminine flow, it's about having the feeling of love, and connecting with that feeling, connecting with the feeling of being in love, connecting with what that feels like, because at, on some level these women would have experienced it. Even maybe they've never had a serious relationship before, but you've been loved, like you've got people that love you, and you know what it feels when you're your best self. So really like holding that vibration. I know there's things all over the internet like, if you hold it for 17 seconds, if you hold it for a minute,
That's
like,
extra.
yeah, I'm like, look, there's whatever time limit, it's, I'm not really about all the time stuff, but if you, I feel if you do anything regularly, if you do anything every day, or at least have a habit of doing it, then that is your natural vibration. That's naturally gonna rise up for you. And you know, being in the vibration of love is extremely feminine. You can't be go, 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 and when you're in that vibration. So I would say that, yeah, I would say that should be part of someone's morning or morning ritual or night ritual or anything like that. Yeah.
And whatever you put your energy and intention into is going to grow no matter what. So absolutely. And I don't know, when I think about, finding the vibration of love, one thing I think of is like finding things around you and outside that you love. Like, let's say you see a pretty flower, you're like, oh my God, I love that. And like, just hold it for a minute. You know what I mean? Or man, I love this dress. I love this outfit. Just anything around you that you love. How else can they get in that energy at home?
So you know, I love that you're giving it like out to other things. I was just thinking as soon as you were saying that, like, not necessarily at home. Well, we could be at home, but
Anywhere,
like
anywhere.
giving it to other women, I think is really important.
Oh,
You
yeah,
know,
that is.
because you, yeah, you give other women the permission to be in their beauty. Like sometimes we just don't see it. And sometimes we just need confirmation that we're on the right track. Like if we're trying to really raise our vibration and someone stops you and they're like, oh my God, I love your hair. Or, oh, you're just so beautiful. Like that's the best thing. And, you know, if you want to attract that back, then you got to start doing that as well. So I think that's another way to just like, but just pour out love to the universe as well. And ultimately that's going to be your world. Like you will become that person that everyone is like, do you know what? She's just so full of love. Like she's just so magnetic. That's what that word really means. You know,
Right.
somebody who's just vibrating at that high frequency always naturally. So, and you know, it's not because they're special, it's because they make the choice every day, you know?
It's intentional, absolutely. Can we talk about the women that don't even believe that a man worthy for them even exists?
This hurts me so much. It's just like, you know what? This is, I mean, this is a bit crude to say, but like, look at this. Adolf Hitler. No. Let's bring it home. Trump, you know, let's bring it to the up, you know, current days. Trump has a wife.
Yeah.
If Trump can have a partner, so can you. Like, if Trump can have a partner that beautiful, have you seen her?
Right.
Let's not talk about, you know, anything else. A personality, you know, I don't really know her that much, and I've heard a lot of things. But you know what I mean? Like, if we're just talking about, like, can I even have a partner? Yes, you can. Adolf Hitler and a
What
partner,
about
you know,
600-pound life, girl? They all are married. Have you noticed on the
right?
600-pound life? It's like,
Because they love themselves. It's
right,
not about what you look like.
whatever it is, it's like any these people can have a life and love. It's like, and they're beautiful, but I'm just saying, like, if
It's the
other
vibration.
people around can find love, you've got to know that you're just as worthy. You know what I mean? That, and there are wonderful men out there, and I think it's hard. Like I always say, the internet's like Yelp, and it's like people don't go online saying, oh yay, I love it. You don't usually go back to, Amazon when you love something. You just fucking take it and use it and love it, right? But people that are pissed and it's broken, they're like, they are on that internet. So they're not out on the internet, talking
No.
shit. Find them in life,
Yes. So you're saying you find there's more chance of it them being organically found?
I believe so. And I don't think that, I think what I mean by that is online, when you see all the negativity, you feel like, oh, there's so many like lame guys, but it's like the good ones are not on the internet looking crazy. They're living their life. And I do think that men that, like, if you think about it, if I'm a single man and I am a high value man, I still have to go to the grocery store. I'm still going to go to the gym. I'm still going to get food. They are outside. It's just that they're not on the same vibration.
Exactly. And you know, I think as well, like it needs to be said when you are doing your vibration work and like raising it, this is not a part-time job. I'm sure there's like some spiritual people in your audience, or maybe your audience are very, actually, no, I know you're really spiritual, so your audience are going to be as well. I remember our conversation, we were like, me too, me too. That's
Yeah.
why you started with Hey Twin. And I was like, oh yeah, we are twins. but like, yeah, it's, if you're a very spiritual being, at some point in your life, you would have been reminded that this is not a part-time thing. You are a spiritual being 24/7. There's no days off. So you really have to make sure your vibration is clean. You're directing it. You're directing your thoughts in the way that you want things to work out for you. There are no days off where you can be super negative and it's not going to have a consequence. We're human. It does happen, but you've got to know how to switch that mindset back, and so what I'm where why I'm going down this road is the fact that when you are entering these common spaces, you're always on. It's always an opportunity, like, so yeah, it's just keeping that open. And even if you end up connecting with someone and they're not the one, or they're not someone who's supposed to be in your path, they have friends. That's why the world is, we're all networking, and you never know, their friend could be that person. And or they could be a client if you've got your own business. Like, you've just got to keep it open. It's not as black and white as, all the good men are gone, or they don't like women, or all these crazy things I hear. But it breaks my heart. I actually had someone who I really, really was dying to work with because her energy was so badass. And she decided not to go ahead because she said, I'm done. Like, I've tried everything. Believe me, I've tried everything. I was like, you haven't tried everything? She's like, no, I really have. And I remember rereading that email. I just thought, oh gosh, like, I hope one day we do cross paths again, because you haven't tried everything, and everyone can have love, and I know she wanted it. So yeah, it's heartbreaking, I think, when you hear that.
Especially when they truly don't believe that they're going to find it just because of the past, you know. Like I remember in my days when I was single, I had no problem attracting men, and I was really masculine in my attempt in my ability to attract men. I would go up to men real quick and say a lot of crazy things. But they were all lame, you know. They either were bums, like I told you before. I would leave college and go to the hood, and like, what the hell are you doing? You know, it's just craziness, right? And I kept thinking, why can't meet a good guy in the hood? Like,
I mean, God, oh God. What state are
I
you in again? Tell me.
mean, say it again.
What state are you in again?
California.
California, that's it.
Oh my
No,
God.
because I just, you just like maybe flash back to the one out of two times I've only been to the US, which is pathetic, I know. And it was like Florida, and there's a place called Chopper City.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I met a
Go to
literally, I was 18, God,
the hood,
and I but he had dreads and he had the light eyes, and I was like, well, I think we should go and see him. And my Florida friend was like, they call it, do you know what Chopper City means? I was like, no. And she's like, oh, it's where they're,
Why?
yeah, killing people. I was like, oh no, not me. And at that point as well, the pound was like 50, well, how do you say it? One to two, one and one to two, or like £1 was $2. It was like we were rich back then. It was like, whoa. So I was like, yeah, don't open your mouth, because they're gonna be like, would you like to pay rent for me today? Like,
Right.
you never know. Like, so oh, we
Oh.
always go down rabbit holes, it's hilarious. But yeah, that cracked me up about like you going to the and I was like, ooh,
I
I
don't
know
know,
what.
you know, because that's where I'm from, you know, originally. And so that's what vibration, that's where I was at, you know, energetically. And so it's like when I finally realized, like, dude, you're dating fuck boys because you're a fuck girl. So we gotta fix that. And so,
Oh,
you know.
I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of women complain about unavailable men, and it's like, do you realize that this is your experience consistently? Because there's a degree of you that's unavailable too,
Right.
you
It's
know?
true. There's some level
On
of
some level.
energetic connection.
So, even if it's not as like drastic, but you're just like, oh, every person I meet is just like, oh, you're lovely, but not right now. It's like, okay, so where in your vibration is not right now?
Right.
You know, it's
Avoidance.
yeah, you know, we've got to be take accountability. So
Right. I
yeah.
totally believe that, our energy, it's like it's what's going on inside. It's like you said, is it unavailable? Is it pain from the past? Is it
Yeah.
fear? Whatever it is, that's the vibration of the people you're bringing into your world. And not everyone might be as good at expressing that vibration. You might get some nasty people on those vibrations, as I have. And so,
Yeah.
and it's scary. It could be scary.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about what you said? When we are single and we do see that cutie, ladies, you gotta rub one out before the date. I'm sorry, but if guys have to do it, girls do too, because ain't nothing worse than being single for hella long, be on a date with a hottie and be all hot, and then your pussy talking to you like yours and the guy with the dreads, because you know he wasn't no good, but you that was not your brain, period. That was not your brain.
I was not expecting it to go there, but I'm like, why am I actually surprised? But it's so true. You have to. I think you have to. And speaking of, and if you're like, maybe you have got all the toys, but someone like was like, you've got to try the rose.
Oh, that one's good.
Really? I had no idea about it. It's yeah, well, yeah, apparently. And then they gave me the homepage. I was like, okay.
Interesting. You're like,
My
that's weird, as
what?
you're typing
I
it
will, yeah, I'm like, I will buy this for client market research.
Yeah, I'll do a mini course
Yeah.
reviewing
Every
it.
client gets a rose with their coaching package.
Right.
But it will be on brand. At least it's on brand.
It would. Oh, I know. Oh, your name. Totally. That's a good idea. You need to write that down.
Oh,
And I
God.
think
But yeah, so I agree. I think, and I think as well, like your sexual relationship with yourself whilst you're single, like you got to keep that up. Like, don't, but it can be tough because I think some women do only explore their sexuality when it is when they're with another person. And it's like, no, you take the reins, like, buy all the lingerie. You've got, ladies, if you don't know about this website, I'm going to tell you right now, it's called Fascinating Nights. They've always got a sale. Mate, if you type that right now, I have, oh my God, the lingerie there is just excellent. And what's good about it is, I don't know what it is that they use, but everything fits everyone perfectly. So, like, like back in the day, like you'd buy like suspender set and like, and you were like, please God, let the boobs fit me, let the
Right,
ass
salt
fit
here.
me. Yeah. And it's like, oh, the top fits me, but the bottoms are like for someone's grandma. And it's like,
Super tall.
yeah. Yeah. But like this one and like fascinatingnights.com. Okay, you guys will thank me. They always got buy one, get one free, even. And every like kind of holiday, they've got a special like lingerie thing. But like just buy them. Buy them because you want them, right? And buy them with the thought of like, yeah, I'm gonna have this really passionate relationship eventually, because it's inevitable. So I might as well stack up. Don't get caught out and you find a new man and then you're gonna no. Because we want that to already be part of you.
Yeah,
You
remember
know
we
when
were
you buy new stuff for them.
yes. And remember we were talking about the frequency of love. Wearing your lingerie under your regular clothes makes you feel sexy, like a bad bitch, even if nobody else sees it, wearing it to bed. And if you're not comfortable, getting comfortable every night before you go to bed or something, put it on, look at yourself, and just compliment yourself until you get comfortable seeing your own body in that lingerie. So when he comes, you're not embarrassed and trying to hide.
And it's not like, are you trying to like, no, like you've been wearing this, you know, this is just, it's just another Wednesday for you know?
Can I tell you this story? It's so embarrassing. My husband brings
Yeah.
it up like every 6 months or a year.
Oh.
So when
God.
we first met,
Good.
we were about to do the do, right? And so he's in the bed. I was trying to be sexy girl, but it had been like a minute or whatever. Oh my God. And so he had this big wooden bed frame, and he was like, waiting for me. And I was like inching over there to the bed, and I tripped. I'm sorry, hold on.
Oh no.
Hit my face on the wood and slid down, and we just started cracking up. I was
Oh
so
my.
embarrassed. And sometimes He'll just walk by and go.
Oh, I love that. Like your little inner joke. Like, oh, that's so funny.
Get some practice in, ladies. Get the practice. Don't be tripping over your own feet.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I think
that's hilarious though.
Exploring your own body is so important, not only for that, but like just your own connection to self. You know, I always, my clients, I make them, well, we do together. It's, you know, I make them for 30 days, they explore their body by physical touch, self-touch, self-care, all those things, masturbation, so they can really get in tune. And it's that way, you know how to pleasure yourself so that you can't expect someone to know your body better than you do, right? Yes, so you will always experience pleasure if you know where it's at.
Exactly. And you, I feel as well, like, and I wonder if you can resonate, like you get less like caught up in your head about just being like, no, not there, there. No, I don't like that. I like this. And it's like just normal, you know, like it's just like, I know what I like.
Yeah.
Do you want this to be successful? Then follow the instructions. Okay. Right. You know? So yeah.
Do you want this to be successful?
Yeah. Then just follow my lead, you know, like guidance. Then once I've shown you, I'm like, okay, I'm back in my feminine now.
Right. Okay. Or you can just take their hand and, you know, show them.
Yeah. And it's like, oh. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I just did an R&B breathwork class like last week or on the 24th.
R&B breathwork.
Yes. I came up with it and it was so fun. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, so, you know, breath work, right?
Yeah.
I took some of the sensual R&B music that I really liked, and I put the breath work, like, patterning on with the music, and it would allow us to get into our sensual energy. And it was so fun. And, you know, I noticed that cameras went off because I did different types of movements. Not all of it was super sensual, but when we got there, they were like, camera off. I'm like, you gotta leave it on. They were a little nervous, but yeah, having you be able to have your breath work in the bedroom too, that is so much energetics. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're single, these are all things that will get you in the energy. Men say they can see if a woman has had a dry spell in her eyes. Do you believe that?
Yes, because I had an ex. I had a fucking ex who said that to me years and years ago. One of the first worst ones. Do you know what he used to... Oh, that motherfucker, honestly. Like, he literally used to be like, oh, I can see you're sexless.
Oh.
Thanks.
You're like, no.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, well, he was fucking correct. But it was just like, he was so proud of it. Like, yeah, you're sexless. You haven't had any. Okay, it's awful. That's like, why? But that's great. Like, has a guy explained to you, like, how he can tell?
I don't know. When I was, because I'm in these forums, you know, I'm getting market research, right? I'm in there, I'm slithering around. And and they were talking about how they can see it. They said it's like a glow in her eye. It's the way she looks back at him. It's the softness of the gaze. I mean, they were really getting into it in this forum. I'm like, oh, okay.
But that's if
for real.
Like they're on a date with them, and the girl, or sorry, the woman is like, she's desiring them a lot more because she hasn't had sex in a while, or are they saying like she has the afterglow? You know what I mean? I'm just saying like what is it that they can see? Is it that like that she's recently had sex, or that she hasn't had it in ages?
When they were explaining it, it sounded like they can tell when she hasn't, and then obviously if they can tell when she hasn't, they can tell what she has, but they didn't explain that part. They just explained the absence of part, and I don't know how real that is, but
so what, when she hasn't, then what? We just lose the light in our eyes or we're dead.
Yes. Just be bitter and mad. Oh my goodness.
Like,
oh
man, we're just like, hello. Oh dear.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious.
You know what's crazy though? I just find male intuition so interesting, because they pick up the most useless information, I think, when there are other things we wish they would pick up. That they'd be a bit more intuitive about, but they know when we're thinking about them. They know when we're posting on social media for them. Even yeah, they know when they're the audience. Like they know, they're like, look at her again. No, who? I bet this is for me.
Oh.
Yes, it's like okay, and then they're like, well, I'm deliberately not going to react to this story. I'm just gonna watch like a civilian. Oh man, but yeah. So, do you know what's interesting as well? You know, like going back to the busyness bit, I think like I know we playfully touched on intimacy, but it is a big thing, and I think like it's just one of the many excuses people make, you know, to avoid that, and not even just sex, but just like that, just that closeness.
Yes.
But the like the. Well, there was, it's not oxymoron, it's not juxtaposition, but it's just kind of like it's a bit of a paradox, that's a word, paradox, where it's like I want the closeness but I don't, and I don't know if like you feel like not irritated but just a bit saddened as well by this, when women, not only the women that are like I don't think it exists, but the ones that are just like, oh, I didn't even want that anymore. It's like you've tried to play yourself like you don't want it, and it's sad, you know. It does make me sad because it's their deepest desire. Like your deep desires don't just go away, and so it doesn't have to be that way, you know. There are ways, there are tricks.
Yeah, and I think it, excuse me, it stems from them because of the disappointments from the past. It's like, I don't want to get invested to something and have my heart broken or have it, the rug, ripped from out underneath me. So it's like better to stay at a distance. And I've
Yeah.
heard people that sit talk like that. And there's also the women that meet men in jail. You know, that's another version of trying to keep away the intimacy
Yeah.
because it's,
Yeah. Yes.
anytime we say always or never, we've got to dig in. We got to find out what's going on.
Like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, because it doesn't allow for the universe to do its like in between thing. It doesn't even allow it to surprise you. You're blocking your own blessings.
Right.
But you know, like even because we've talked about the women that are just kind of like, okay, almost borderline anti-love on some level. But then I also come across these women that are just like, well, okay, I've done that healing work. Like I feel like I'm ready for love, but like my success, I'm just, you know,
Right.
I'm here, there, and everywhere. And for those women, like I've made this specific training. I think like it could, yeah, I think this is very much targeted to those kind of women because the training I have is all about like making the success that you're basically saying is some sort of problem, your superpower, you know, so you're not too busy. You know, and it's all about being really creative. And actually, the fact that you are so successful and busy is going to make you very different from the kind of women that the person that you're dating is dating. You're always going to stand out. So yeah, I'm sure I think I dropped you the link. So hopefully it's in the show notes.
Absolutely.
But you guys will love that because it's just going to give you such a different perspective and not make you know, I feel like women, when they're just like, oh, you know, it's just my job or it's just my business, it's, you know, you deserve to be happy and sit in that proudness of everything you've built. Like it took a long time. There are so many people that build businesses or try and build careers and it doesn't work out for them. You know, there are so many reasons for it not to work out for you. There's a lot of competition, but then here you are successful. So own that and don't dumb it down or dim it down. Trust me, men are not dimming down their success at
Right.
all.
Right.
Never. So,
No.
you know, why should you? And you can be successful and have a relationship that does work, and your success doesn't have to be intimidating. It could be something fun. Well, you know how. So
Right.
definitely sign up for that if that is pricked your ears and you're like, yeah, I want to learn. So
Right. And I think that even if you're not like a CEO, and let's just say you work two jobs, right?
exactly.
That her training is probably going to be really helpful for you because it does correlate. I mean, outside of the he's going to think I'm more successful than him aspect, everything else is equal. You know what I mean? The time spent, the inability to connect, all of that. Like, it's definitely something if either one of those traits is you, definitely the training. I think you should pick it up. That would be awesome. And I am going to put the link below.
Yay. I was like, oh shit. Well, halfway through this, I was like, did I? It's like, no, I did. I did. And that was one thing I didn't send. Been a busy week, as like Chanel knows, like it's been crazy.
Well, I enjoyed this conversation and definitely we are going to pick this up another time and you know it.
Yes.
We're going to end it there. But where can they find you online? Because I know that you and I have had some fun and they want to follow you.
Yeah, so okay, so Instagram, you can find me I am Rachel.Rose, rose like the flower, EL, not AEL. We do that spelling. TikTok, it's just I am Rachel Rose. My website is Rachel Rose Online. And you guys should definitely check out my podcast, Self-Made and Single. So I interview female entrepreneurs that, just like I was telling you, the people that I help, I interview as well. Lots of fun. And what's really exciting that's coming up is I'm doing some bonus episodes with some men that are really high value. I'm really excited about someone who's booked into me. I'm like,
Nice.
that guy in particular is from Arizona. He is like top tier black man, and I cannot wait for him to be on my show. But there's going to be different languages as well. I've got people coming on that speak pure Spanish, some people who speak a bit of French. So it's like global bonus episodes, and these men are going to talk about male psychology, what they don't understand about women. So it's going to be so much fun. So make sure like you have a search for Self-Made and Single podcast and enjoy those episodes, I'm sure. And if you like one of them, then shoot your shot,
Nice. Well, I definitely think that they will follow you and check in on the podcast. So thank you so much for coming. And I'm sure they enjoyed the interview just as much as I did.
Yeah, so much fun. Thank you for having me.
I know you enjoyed that interview. We were cutting up, but it was a lot of fun. Our next speaker is an intuitive business and lifestyle coach. And she helps women define clear paths and goals for many areas of your life and business. You don't want to miss that one. I'll see you over there.